Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Tuesday, March 24th, year 2015. Well, we almost through the month of March already, and we, you know what, you know how March is. It brings mixed weather, right? And although we're supposed to be in spring, well, you know, we're still feeling a little bit of the wintry thing, you know what I mean? The wintry makes the rain, you know, a little snow and here and there, but they tell me the sun is going to shine after a while. But, you know, well, we had temperatures today around 45, between 45 and 55 degrees, a little cool, but nevertheless, it was wonderful. Now, I just want to thank everybody last night for your overwhelming response as we started this week's broadcast, special broadcast, as we pay tribute to the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long, who transitioned on Saturday, March the 21st. And so we're going to spend the rest of this week just honoring this great, powerful, iconic man of God from the DMV area, but he was known internationally. And we're going to miss him so much. And thank you all for, you know, just responding, telling me how much you enjoyed the excerpts, the clips we've been playing, past of some of Bishop's sermons. And we're going to continue to do so all week. So stay tuned and just be blessed, because I'm telling you, I'm just enjoying. I went up on his site and like pull up these clips, and I'm went like, oh my God, I'm having a ball. This, well, we all always knew that he was a preaching machine, but I'm telling you, I am just being blessed already. As you know, we prepare the material for the program, I'm just sitting through it and I'm listening to all of these sermons from start to finish, and I'm telling you, I just been so blessed. And I'm honored to share this with you. So you know how we do. Go on your social networks, telephones, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration, music, and the spoken word. And all this week, we will be paying tribute to the late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long. Now, I'm telling you, tonight's message, I was just so excited. It just blessed me real good. And Bishop is, you know, preaching the word, no one will cry out for me. And I promise you, when you finish hearing this tonight, you're going to be totally, totally blessed. The Bishop C. L. Long, no one will cry out for me. You're going to hear that shortly. But I want to share this little brief test. You know, all week I'm just going to share some of my experiences with the bishop. And I'm telling you, you know, Bishop, when you really get to know Bishop, Bishop is a really, really fun man. He really is. I know a lot of times you see him, he's serious, but he's a funny man if you ever get in his presence and catch him on those days where he just Clarence Long. I'm telling you, you will have the best time of your life anyway. But, you know, I remember this, one of my fondest memories of Bishop. I remember, you know, while I was there, we just finished recording the Pastor's Choir album, and I was on my way to Detroit, Michigan, and to showcase it at the Cobo Arena there at the James Cleveland Gospel Music Workshop. And Bishop Long had, maybe about 3 weeks prior, had just bought this brand-new Mercedes-Benz. It was a 500 series. Yeah, it's cost about $105,000. And when this is, we're talking about back in 86, 85, 86, 87, something like that. And so I was just joking, right? I was on my way out. I went to stop by the office and, last minute, you know, details and stuff we was going over before I left for Detroit the next day. And so I was just sitting there and Bishop was eating and everything. I said, well, Bishop, I'm going to Detroit. Give me your car keys. And Bishop reached over. He said, okay. He reached over, got his car keys. And I said, and then bring it back in one piece. And I'm looking, I'm like, I said, stop playing with me, Bishop. You play too much. And no, he said, no, go ahead. I said, but I'm going to be gone a whole week. I'm going to Detroit and Toledo, Ohio. And he said, and I went like, are you serious? I couldn't believe it. Bishop had allowed me to drive his $105,000 car to the city of Detroit, and he knew I was going to be up there for a whole week. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. And anyway, so I look, and I came back at the end of the week. I brought it back. I made sure the tank was filled. You know, I was cleaned up real good. Made sure it was, you know, spotless. And I brought it to him, and look, it looked like he needed it. And then I gave him $100, like, this is my appreciation. $100, okay, car rental on Mercedes is going to cost you more than $100 for a week, okay? But that was my way of saying, look, I really appreciate it, bitch, but, you know, I don't got that kind of money. But he didn't charge me not one dime. Oh, yeah, he took my $100 bill long. You know, he took my $100 bill. But it was, that will forever stick out in my mind. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times you hear things about pastors and, you know, materialistic things and you know, let me tell you something about Bishop Long. And Bishop Long loved the house of God so much. This is one thing that I know for a fact. The house of God comes before anything for him. And he's very meticulous about how the house of God should look. I mean, you will never go into Scripture Cathedral and find it in disarray, dirty, or anything. As a matter of fact, I used to ask him all the time, I said, Bishop, why are you always changing up? Once we get used to this, this is settled and everything, it looks nice, but you didn't have to change it. But that was Bishop Long. You know, that was Bishop Long, and he wanted the best for God, and he did. He would change up, and the house would always be beautiful. And let me say this. He built God's house before people said, well, you know, he's over in Wilmore. No, he wasn't always in Wilmore. He was over there in Oxon Hill, Maryland, and he built God's house. He didn't think about building himself no house. He built God a beautiful house in that spot three times before he even went to Wilmore. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm just because every preacher ain't money hungry. Okay, if you have to know Bishop Long, he would say, he would give you the shirt off his back. I'm telling you, I know this because I've seen it. I've seen this man been a blessing to so many, many people, and I'm just honored that I have the means to share this information to the world, to let you know that you know some things about this man of God. Church was his life. I remember a conversation I had with him maybe about 3 years ago. I stopped by 9th and all, and he was out front like he's always. He's so accessible. You know, you want to find Bishop Long, just go up to the church, and you'll find him out front. If it's a beautiful sunny day, he's out greeting the people, saying hello. And anyway, so I say, Bishop was sharing some things with me. He said, well, you know, Harold, I'm getting ready to build out of Maryland. And I'm looking at him. I say, Bishop. Now, why are you building? Why are you? You don't need to build. You right now, you ought to be enjoying your days, man. You got it made. Your church is, you know, is solid, and this is that and that. And you talking about, I say, why do you want that headache? Why do you want that? But I'm saying, y'all, that's him. He loved the house of God. He loves working. He loves ministry. He breathes ministry. And so I was just so fortunate to be around him, and because all those, if you want to, when you look at all of the preachers and all of the people that have been around Bishop Long, one thing you will find out, the three main traits, you will find out that like-minded, that how like-minded that we all are. You know, we are into the media, because Bishop Long was strong into the media, into our ministry, and a public servant, second to none. And that's, you can tell his offspring, because that's just what they do. Okay, and I can name so many of them. But anyway, you know, so much for me talking. I want y'all to hear this powerful message. No one will cry out for me, the great late apostle Bishop C. L. Long.
And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that, Lord Jesus, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I'm going home now. But before I leave you, tell somebody, I don't need anybody to cry out to me. I don't need anybody. But I wonder if there's anybody in here who was sinking deep in sin. And the love of God picked you up. You know, when I look at you, you look like you've been saved all your life. When I look at you, you look like you've been in church all your life. But I wonder if there's anybody here, if it weren't for the grace of God, you would have been dead in your grave. But God pulled you out from all of your friends and filled you with the Holy Ghost. I know there are those who would not like to hear me talk about the Holy Ghost. You'd rather for me to say Holy Spirit. But man, I love to say Holy Ghost. Because I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. Yes, yes. Pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. See, y'all didn't get it like I got it. When I received it, I began to speak in tongues. People don't talk about tongues anymore. In fact, everybody's talking in tongues. Some of it's real and some of it is fake. Because they saw how you speak and how you act, and they try to act just like you. But I'm so glad I got the Holy Ghost for myself. Hallelujah. And you know, when God has done something for you, you don't mind telling the world. Hallelujah. On your job, you'll take a break, and if there's someone there with you, you tell them, you know, the Lord has been good to me. On the bus, you will tell them, the Lord has been good to me. Lord, have mercy. You tell your boss man, the Lord has been good to me. I don't know why church folk are so afraid now to give God the glory and the praise. I don't know why they are ashamed to give God glory and give him praise. Because I found out that when the praises go up, blessings will come down. How many of you in here right now, had it not been for the Lord, you wouldn't be sitting up in nobody's church. Hallelujah. I said, had it not been for the Lord. See, I know what kind of people we have up in here. We have some crackheads up in here. I know y'all don't want to admit it, but y'all used to hit the pipe and, hallelujah, do a little bit of everything. I know we have some midnight ramblers up in here. Hallelujah. I know we have some women chasers up in here. And we have some men chasers. Hallelujah. But you ought to be glad that God saved you. You ought to be glad, because you could be walking around here with AIDS and all other kind of diseases. Hallelujah. Who do you think you are? The Lord just let you escape all of that stuff. And you won't praise his name. I don't need nobody to cry out for me. Praise the Lord. I said you could have all kinds of diseases, but look at what the Lord did for you. Hallelujah. He saved you from that. And you won't tell him thank you. Some of you will say, well, I don't have nothing to praise him for. He never gave me a car. He never gave me a house. He never gave me a wife. He never gave me this. But I found out yesterday, the Lord said to me, if I never give you anything, you ought to be thankful for who I am.
I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm Jehovah Tiskanu. I'm the lily of the valley, and I am the bright and morning star. I am a mind regulator. I'm a doctor in the sick room. I wish I had a church up in here. I got to go. I got to go. Hallelujah. And I told you I'd never leave you, neither would I forsake you, but I will be with you always, even till the end of the world. Hallelujah. And I want you to know something else. Guess what God told me to tell you? Hallelujah. So many things should have taken you out a long time ago, but he kept it hid. He wouldn't let the devil touch you. He wouldn't let the devil put his hands on your children. He wouldn't let the devil put his hands on your family. And you're sitting here like you got it made. But had it not been for the Lord, hallelujah, if it had not been for him, I don't know where you would be today. I know where I would be. I would be dead, sleeping in my grave. But he made the enemy behave. I'm so glad I don't need none of y'all to help me praise the Lord. He brought me from a mighty long way. When I was sick, yes, he healed me. Hallelujah. When I didn't know where to turn, he said, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Is there anybody in you who know where your help comes from? Then why don't you tell two or three people where your help comes from? Hallelujah. David said, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will pick me up. Hallelujah. When everybody walk away from you, don't go away with your head down. Lift up your head to the hills from whence cometh your help. The Lord is on your side. You're blessed now and you're blessed then. When Jesus comes, you'll still be blessed. People want to turn you around. They want to get rid of you because you make too much noise. They want to get rid of you because it doesn't take all of that in church. Everything I do, it takes all of that, because had it not been for the Lord, I would have lost my mind. Had it not been for the Lord, I would be in a crazy house. But the Lord kept me when I couldn't keep myself. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Oh, yes! Oh, yes! And if you think I'm not going to praise him, you're out of your mind. I don't need nobody. I don't need anybody to help me praise the Lord. I don't need anybody to shout for me. I don't need anybody to clap their hands for me. I don't need anybody, hallelujah, to lift him up. When I'm by myself, I lift him up. When nobody's around, I tell him thank you. When nobody's around, I dance. I don't know what's wrong with you sanctified folk. Tongue speakers, you done got so cute now, you don't want to praise God. But guess what got you here? It was the Lord. Hallelujah. When you didn't have nothing, you would praise him. Hallelujah. When you was hungry, you would pray and praise him. And now God has blessed you, and you won't give him the praise. Somebody up in here, you know where he brought you from. Oh, yes. You know how he lifted you, and you won't praise him. I see some of you now. You're looking around, hallelujah, because that person next to you, it just don't look like they're ready to praise the Lord, and you're going to fall right into that same rut. But I got news for you. If nobody praised him this morning, I'm going to praise him. If nobody clapped their hands, I'm going to clap my hands. Hallelujah. somebody said, those folk over there, they're so ignorant, they jumping and shouting and praising God. Come here a moment, Brother Lazarus. Why were you down on that road crying out and praising God? Lazarus would tell you, I was in my grave, I was dead. Hallelujah. But one day I heard him when he called my name, and I got up from the grave, and then he told them to loose me and let me go. 52 years ago he loosed me, and I'm going to praise him. 52 years ago I was shaking in sin, but I heard him when he called my name. Did you hear him when he called your name? Look at you sitting at the bar. Look at you going to the club. Look at you doing everything you're big enough to do. But he reached down and picked you up. And you mean to tell me you're not gonna praise his name? If I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, hallelujah, I would wave my hand. If I couldn't say a word, hallelujah, let me back up a little bit. I'm looking at 100 folk up in here. I'm looking at 100 of y'all. You should have lost your mind in 1976. Why 76? That's what the Lord said. In 78, it got worse. In the 80s, it got worse. In the 90s, it got real bad. 2000, it was terrible. But thank God Almighty, when 2011 got here, the Lord set you free. And you mean to tell me you're not going to praise his name? You're free right now. I command you to be free. I command you to be free. Free in your spirit. Free in your finances. Free. Praise him when you get ready. Don't let nobody dictate to you when you should praise the Lord. I wish I had some dancers up in here who does not need any music. You can praise him without the music. Because when I look back where he brought me from, I praise him. I praise. Praise him. I praise him. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise him by myself. I need at least two people up in here. Hallelujah. Who've been through hell and high waters. Hallelujah. You was almost at the point of giving up, but the Lord stepped in. The Lord laid his hands on you. And I'm so glad he has his hand on me. I should have failed. I should have gave up. But he had his hand on me. If God got his hand on you, tell three or four people he got his hand on. Hallelujah. He got his hand on me. Praise the Lord. Come here, woman, give me your testimony. I had an issue of blood for 12 years, but one day I touched the hem of his garment and I was healed instantly. Hallelujah. If you want to know why I'm praising him, because I could have been dead. I tried everything. I tried all the doctors in town, but when I touched him, he made me whole. I'm going to quit digging, because these people, they too dressed up to praise the Lord. You're too cute to praise the Lord. But remember this, if you don't praise him now, the day will come when you will wish to God you had praised him. You will wish to God God. I don't care. I don't care how difficult life is for you. You can praise your way out, sugar. You can praise your way out of that financial condition. You can praise your way out. So what are you going to do? Are you going to wait on somebody else to do it for you? I can't do it for you. Woo! The person next to you can't do it for you. But I declare unto you, and I prophesy to you, if you praise him now, he's going to bring you out. This is your year. This is your year. Your future is in your mouth. Do you know where it is? It's in your mouth. Then say it out of your mouth. Say wonderful things about the king. Say gracious things about the king. He's wonderful. He's mighty. He's my God. He's my everything. When I'm down, he picks me up. And I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. I need somebody over here to praise him. Y'all ain't praising him. Right? Y'all ain't praising him. Y'all ain't praising him. Right? Hallelujah. I need somebody over here to praise him. I need you.
Tonight, we celebrate the life and legacy of the great, late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hebrews 4:9 says, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri-City.
There remaineth the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise.
Listen, everybody, we got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our heart.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There remains a rest.
Hey, there is a rest.
There is a rest.
Hey.
There remains a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
What is this rest? It's the finished work
of the Lord.
This rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished. This is a powerful teaching for the people of God. This rest still remains. It's a finished work.
And we must guard it.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need
was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished work. There remaineth a rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. His work. Okay, what is the finished work? Scripture says, cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen.
Jesus Christ,
he took on this curse.
Just for you and me.
Now tell everybody what a curse is.
A curse is defined as
poverty. It's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said at the cross, when he said it is finished, he blessed you. Healing finished. Provision finished. Prayers answered.
There is a rest.
Yeah. There is a rest.
say this.
Now that you know that it's sin.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on by faith.
Come on by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's sin.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on by faith, let's go in.
Is a blessing.
Now that you know that it's sin.
Now that you know that you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Everything is a wreck.
It remains.
There is a wreck.
It remains.
Everything is a wreck.
There is a wreck.
There is a wreck.
It's there. Provision. There. Your joy is there. A finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah.
Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. I have a special announcement I'd like to make. Those who would like to participate in the reunion choir, yes, there will be a reunion choir for the celebration of the great Apostle Bishop C.L. Long. And I don't care what era that you was a member of the Greater Scripture Cathedral, if you would like to participate in this choir, just hit me up. Check me out on my Facebook page. Or either here on the radio station, you can call the number that's on your screen and just let me know, and I can give you all of the information that you will need. Rehearsals will take place on tomorrow night, Wednesdays, and Saturday at 12 noon. I will give the location once you contact me. I will not give the locations over the air waves. So if you're interested, all former members, it's going to be awesome. Head in the choir will be the awesome elder, Steve Lawrence. Y'all remember Steve Lawrence, a very talented young man. We are so excited to have him. And, of course, those of you know the history of the Greater Scripture Cathedral, Bishop Long had nothing but the best. So all of us will be out participating, Isaiah Thomas, Victor Blackwell, and yes, I'll be there as well. And, come on and let's celebrate our man of God. And remember, you can just hit me up on the Facebook page or go to my email, hleesutton2@yahoo.com, and I will get back with you and give you all the pertinent information that you're going to need. Remember, rehearsals will be on tomorrow night at 7:30 as well as Saturday, 12 noon, and I will give the location once again. Once you contact me, I will not give that information over the airwaves.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and He placed His love on me. And I will trust Him again to heal my last heartbeat. Trust in every possession.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Tonight, we celebrate the life and legacy of the great late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
God is getting ready to hand over everything he has promised you by this time. Tomorrow. I'm getting ready to pray now. But by this time, tomorrow, what I've learned by reading this scripture, it takes more than one demon to defeat you. In fact, one demon cannot defeat you. It takes a whole lot of demons. You know, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I guarantee you, I don't want to speak for you, but I believe everybody in here today, you have more than one demon that's trying to take you out. When Zaphon, king of Hazor, heard of Israel and how blessed they were, he said, now we got to take them out. So he called all of these kings, as it was the sand of the sea, to come and help him take them out. But God said to Joshua, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to give them into your hand. I'm going to talk in tongues now. Y'all excuse me. Saints of God, by this time tomorrow, every promise, if you can believe it, and you can act upon it, by this time tomorrow, your enemy will be defeated. The Lord is saying to you, be not afraid. Be not, look at somebody and tell them, be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Why? Because by this time, tomorrow, I will give your enemy into your hand. In other words, your enemy will be under your feet. Some of you have cried too many nights. You've worried yourself almost crazy. But by this time tomorrow, don't just say it. You got to believe what God says. In my head, it sounds like God is saying, just give me a little time. And I'm going to show your enemy who they're messing with. Touch not. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Some people will teach you that he was talking about the preacher. If you are anointed, he's talking about you also. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Because by this time tomorrow, everything that I have promised you, I don't care how many enemies you have on the day, your enemy will be under your feet. Hallelujah. You're coming out a winner. Tell somebody, I'm coming out a winner. I wish I had a few people up in here. I wish I had a few people who will believe that by this time tomorrow. Smile. laugh at him. Because weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. Here's where I'm supposed to dance. It's morning time. I keep telling you, but y'all didn't act upon it. It's morning time in your life. The fight is over. The enemy is already under your feet. The enemy cannot do anything with you or to you if you know what you're talking about. If you understand that God is talking to you by this time tomorrow.
If you don't understand.
No, I don't understand what you're going through, but I understand what he said. All of these enemies have come up against you. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Don't be afraid of your enemies, because God said, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to give your enemy into your hands. In other words, he's saying, don't wait until after the battle is over. Shout now.
Special announcement I'd like to make. Those who would like to participate in the reunion choir, yes, there will be a reunion choir for the celebration of the great apostle Bishop C.L. Long. And I don't care what era that you was a member of the Greater Scripture Cathedral, if you would like to participate in this choir, just hit me up. Check me out on my Facebook page. Or either here on the radio station, you can call the number that's on your screen and just let me know, and I can give you all of the information that you would need. Rehearsals will take place on tomorrow night, Wednesdays, and Saturday at 12 noon. I will give the location once you contact me. I will not give the locations over the air waves. So if you're interested, former members, all former members, it's going to be awesome. Head in the choir will be the awesome elder Steve Lawrence. Y'all remember Steve Lawrence, a very talented young man. We are so excited to have him. And of course, those of you know the history of the Greater Scripture Cathedral, Bishop Long had nothing but the best. So all of us will be out participating. Isaiah Thomas, Victor Blackwell, and yes, I'll be there as well. And come on let's celebrate our man of God. And remember, you can just hit me up on the Facebook page or go to my email, hleesutton2@yahoo.com, and I will get back with you and give you all the pertinent information that you're going to need. Remember, rehearsals will be on tomorrow night at 7:30 as well as Saturday, 12 noon, and I will give the location once again. Once you contact me, I will not give that information over the airwaves. Tonight, we celebrate the life and legacy of the great, late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
trial, he has made a way.
Tonight, we celebrate the life and legacy of the great, late Apostle Bishop C.L. Long of the Scripture Cathedral Ministries in Washington, D.C.
Let me breathe.
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.